you probably have one of those friends where if you have a need or an issue, he's always like, I got a guy. Hey, I got a guy. And you're like, well, what does he do? Where'd you meet him? What's he like? Ah, don't worry. I've got a guy. I've got a guy. Well, that's probably a little vague, but in today's world, it's wise advice. Do you got a guy? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. How many of you have heard that email address 1,000 times and you still haven't reached out? Oh, I'm feeling it, man. Hey, don't worry about it. I'll get back to you if you do. We're brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So we are on this theme on hindrances that are keeping you from being a godly man. We've been talking about Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. I'm jumping into the second hindrance, and these again go in order. They are foundational to why you might not be the man of God you should be. And that second one is this: you need godly men in your life to mentor you, or as friends, or just guys that you hang out with. I have a lot of people vying for my attention. I'm outspoken, I'm a pastor, I have a pretty strong social media following. I'm totally committed to Christ, and lots of people want to hang out with me. They want to connect with me. So you go, why am I saying this? Because typically those people are reaching up and trying to spend time with me. Now hold on before you think this is arrogant. I also have people that I am reaching up to that are even more outspoken, a better pastor, preacher, teacher, evangelist, that are better businessmen, that have an even bigger social media following, that they're even stronger Christians than me, more fruit and more power. I'm reaching up to them. We are all hopefully reaching up. And if not, you're definitely being pulled down, if for no other reason than you're idling. And in life, in the Christian walk especially, if you're idling, you're going backwards. So how do you hang with godly men? How do you find them? And why would they want to hang with you anyway? Well, first of all, if they don't want to hang with you, there are probably a couple good reasons. One, they're just busy. They don't have enough time. And in a way, that's protecting you from someone wasting your time. If they can't commit totally, well, then, you're probably not going to grow just with hit and miss with them. Now, they might be worth it once or twice a year. Look, if I can meet once or twice a year with Billy Graham, I would. But be happy about the fact that they're too busy. This means there's someone out there who does have time for you. Secondly, it also may mean they are currently maxed out discipling people. And at that point, right now, you need to understand that, well, at least they are discipling people. So that means there's someone else out there who's going to be willing to disciple me. Right now, I'm discipling probably about 15 people hardcore, and I don't have time for anybody else. And someone would say, well, why would someone want to hang out with you? Or why would someone want to hang out with me? Well, a true mentor sees how much it helps them. And they also realize how much mentoring someone else is kind of a way of playing it forward. Look, if you like to mentor like I do, you've been mentored and you are being mentored and you see the value in it. And so there are people out there who want to mentor you. Just keep looking. Just keep going after it. Keep trying to find them. They're out there. Just because your pastor says, no, I don't have time, doesn't mean, well, nobody wants to mentor me. Keep asking. Keep going after it. It's that important. Now, I'm going to say something that you have to hear, and you got to take it the right way, okay? Because it's going to sound a little fuzzy, but just think about it. Godly men will take you farther in your faith journey than reading and praying. Now, look, reading and praying is fundamental. Reading and praying is necessary. It is vital, but it is limited in its application without other men pushing you. Exemplifying it in front of you and keeping you accountable to do it is key. Look, the Bible and the Holy Spirit can work, but sometimes we just need men who are going to call us on our stuff, who are going to live it out in front of us, who will make us feel convicted even though they don't say anything because we simply watch what they do. Look, when you're thinking of catching a movie or going out to dinner, calling someone with a question, when you take your lunch break, are you seeking out men that you reach up to? What does Ecclesiastes say? In chapter 4, verses 9 through 12, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is no one other around to lift him. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they can keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And if one can overpower him who is alone, then two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. Notice this verse keeps talking about two. And at the end it says, a cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. This is talking about you having another godly friend. And so you and a godly friend make three. You, him, and God. And that's hard to tear apart. That's hard to break down. You're going to have a hard time breaking me down, whether you're an enemy, a foe, or Satan, because I have three on my side. I have me, I have Ty, and I have the Holy Spirit. I have me, I have Warren Heckman, and I have the Holy Spirit. I have me, and I have Scott Askew, and I have the Holy Spirit. I have me, and I see what I'm saying? I have quite a few cords of three in my life. I'm reaching up. Here's the nuts and bolts of what I'm saying. You find out you're sick. It looks bad. Do you have a friend, not just an acquaintance, but a friend who you're reaching up to, who you can call, who has a proven track record of healing? Or you find out your marriage is in trouble. Do you have a friend who has a proven track record of a godly marriage? You need solid financial advice on an investment or retirement. Do you have a godly friend you're reaching up to who's blessed with his finances? You have a hard question that is making you doubt your faith. Do you have a solid theological, faith-filled friend, a man of God that you're reaching up to that you can turn to? Reach up to godly men, and in turn, others will reach up to you, and it's a must in today's world. Like they say, who you hang with is who you will hang with. So, are your friends worth dying for? I sure hope so. Today's advice, reach up. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.